What attracts us to some people and not to others? And what do they find attractive in us? Inspired by a passionate relationship, Elaine Sera has taken a look at the essence of attraction and put her findings into a book, 10 Easy Steps to Finding Your Ideal Soulmate.
Well, the essence of attraction are three simple things: physical, intellectual, and emotional, what I call my pie triangle. Physical, obviously, you are attracted to somebody beautiful. Well, the whole point is that you don't know emotionally where that person is. And later on, you could have a huge baggage open up in front of you, which you didn't expect. Or they could be terribly dumb relating to common sense and not even be able to say something. Because intellectual doesn't mean you have to have a degree or you have to be able to speak in Boffin style. You could just like to speak about football or golf or your likes and dislikes. That's intellectual. If the person can't share that on a level with you, then obviously there's going to be something missing. Now, you could get by with being attracted to someone on two of those levels, but you couldn't get by on one. Sooner or later, something is going to be missing and you're going to be looking elsewhere.
And is there a way of sussing out which you might find important or which they might have?
Yes, the first thing is, physically, you are attracted to whomever you feel, you know, draws you. But then you take your time finding out the intellectual or the emotional basis. And some people are really emotionally arid, mainly because of their own experience. They're coming with a little baggage. And so they will either be very drawn to you, very tactile, very open, or they'll be terribly reserved depending on their experience. So the other two will need time to find out. Now, the intellectual can be found out in simple conversation, which is one of the steps, by the way, communication. You really have to know how to communicate. There's a very simple art to it, which I've told in my book. But unless you can communicate with that person, it's just not just about exchanging words, you lose them. And so the important thing is to say, to what extent am I reaching to that person? To what extent are they reaching out to me? Because sometimes, you know, you see somebody and think, wow, this person is magnificent. But you spend an evening with them and it can be either very boring or you think, well, what was that all about? You see.
Now, you mentioned that there are 10 steps. What sort of things are involved in that then?
The first one is knowing who you are. If you don't know who you are, then there's a lot of things that you're going to lose out. But forget you for a moment. Any relationship is about partnership and sharing. And if the person doesn't know who is coming at them, they won't know how to deal with you. So that's the first thing. The last step is commitment. You know, a lot of people really cannot commit. But if you can't commit, even for one day, one week, one month, you're going to miss out on an enormous amount in life that you should have. Because people think of commitment as, wow, the rest of my life, permanent. No, commitment is now. It's this minute, even in, you know, cherishing someone and letting them feel as though they're significant.
Are these all steps that you can actually do something about? Because I think sometimes people feel that, well, I just can't do it. I just can't attract anybody.
Well, these are steps that you do naturally. It's just that I have plucked them out and held them up like a banner. But it is a normal thing that you would do if you stop to think about it. I mean, for example, another step is the glue for keeping relationships forever is reciprocity. A simple explanation is give and take. Now, we all hear about give and take, but unfortunately, we tend to take more than we give. It's like somebody compliments you in the morning and say you love it, you appreciate it, but do you give anything back? And if you find you can't give anything back, then not only is something missing, but sooner or later, if that person loves you enough to keep complimenting you, they're going to stop doing it because they get no feedback, they get no reinforcement, they get no affirmation either.
And what do you think, if you could sum it up, maybe what the key thing is if you're attracting a new partner?
If you're attracting a new partner, it has to be affirming them and reinforcing them. Because a relationship, and a real positive, wonderful relationship, is not based on I and me. It is actually based on serving the needs of one another. That's what true attraction is. Just serving each other's needs. You don't go into attraction 50% and the other person 50% needing to complete each other. You go in as two wholes, 100% each. And presto, what you get is two people contributing towards each other's lives. So the essence of that has got to be affirmation and reinforcement of that person. person. You affirm them, you make them feel wonderful, you make them feel great, they do the same for you. It's just an onward attraction process.
That's author Elaine Searer.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.